Paul Lane is with us in the fall months of, and Mr. Lane, are you there?
Yes, sir.
In the fall months of the year 2001, you were involved in a high-speed chase with the California Highway Patrol or members of the Orange County and Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
You were chased by police. Why?
I had run from the police after they had been called to my girlfriend's apartment.
You were accused of raping her, right?
Well, that's correct, although that's not the point of why I wanted to talk with you today, but police were responding to a sexual assault call, that's right.
Were you assaulting your girlfriend?
Well, that's not the point. For 2.5 hours, I was on television being chased by police, and that was used as entertainment by TV stations to entertain people. Now, the only people that are home in the middle of the day are people who do not have means to support themselves.
When was this on?
It was in the middle of the day on the West Coast. It was also picked up by some cable channels. So anywhere between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., according to my attorney.
So you're running from the police. You're in one of these high-speed chases. What kind of a car were you in?
I was in a truck. I was in a Ford truck.
You were in a Ford truck. And now you're saying to the television stations...
Well, not necessarily to the television stations so much as it is to the cable companies... that carried the broadcast stations, that I feel that I am entitled to be paid money for the entertainment of people who were home in the middle of the day. People who are home in the middle of the day, I believe, might be individuals who would tend to be criminally prone because they do not have jobs. They may be depressed. They may be angry. They might be frustrated. I'm sorry for raping my girlfriend, but I feel somehow I've been able to do something for people by being on television, having people watch me as I was being chased by police.
Well, what do you think you did for people who were watching on TV while you were being chased by police?
I gave them an alternative to what they would ordinarily be doing, which could involve rape or any other crime. I can prove this.
How can you prove that?
On said date, had I been watching a car chase on TV, I might not have raped my girlfriend. And that's how I can prove it.
So you're on the TV, you're being chased by the police, and you're providing entertainment for people sitting at home?
I'm doing more than that. Not only am I providing entertainment, but I'm also giving them an alternative to criminal enterprise that they might be involved in.
Well, what makes you think that people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day are criminally prone?
I think that if you have a job, you're working in the middle of the day. If you do not have a job, you're unemployed. If you're unemployed, there's a chance that you are an individual who might be involved in other things. And even if you do have a job.
I was going to say, there's such a thing as third shifters. There's such a thing as housewives.
I understand that, but I also consider that to be, I think, a little bit suspect. Mr. Henry, you, I'm sure, are familiar with the Andre Yates story. Andre Yates was a housewife.
Yes, I am.
All right, Andre Yates was a housewife. She'd been able to... if she'd been able to watch television that afternoon and see me leading police on a chase on the freeway on her television, I guarantee she wouldn't have had time to drown those five babies. And you talk about third shifters, those are people who work at night.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how normal that is, working at night, which is an odd time. You're not in the sunshine. That can lead to not getting enough melatonin. It leads to brain disease.
What are you proposing? So you were on TV. You broke the law. You admit that you raped your girlfriend.
I do. And I'm sorry for that, but I don't think that's the point. The point.
Well, the point is you led police on a chase for 2.5 hours that was televised on television. So what do you propose?
Well, I came up with an idea that I think is fair, and I think is revolutionary, and I think that this is something which can be implemented and can solve what I think will be a problem in the next 10 years as more of these police chases are televised. You don't necessarily have to punish people. But on people's cable bill, a one-time surcharge, which would be like a pay-per-view tax of $2, not just in the state of California, but nationwide, because my car chase was televised nationwide on cable, $2 per view, and I'm told that would come to around $40 million, with an average of 20 million viewers in the daytime, which is a fair amount of money considering what I'm able to provide people.
And $40 million. $40 million you think you're entitled to.
Sir? If you look at the average salaries of many television artists, the Friends cast get like millions of dollars per episode. The same is true for the ER cast.
But the whole reason why you were being chased in the first place is because you raped your girlfriend.
I'm offering her part of the money as well.
You are?
Yes. Because she called the police, and that's what led to me being chased. So I think this can be a very good thing for her and for her child. And I think this is very, very fair for the people that were doing nothing in the middle of the day.
Your girlfriend has a child?
Excuse me, sir?
Your girlfriend has a child.
As a result of her and me having sex.
As the result of you raping her?
If you want to go there, yeah.
But again, yeah, I think I want to go there. Okay?
Sure, I know it's not a very pleasant thing to talk to somebody like me, but what I'm saying is that I'm entitled to be paid for providing entertainment for people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day.
See, people who are sitting at home in the middle of the day who might otherwise be involved in criminal activity.
That is correct, because I do consider that to be a very abnormal time of day to be sitting and doing nothing. And
well, even if they're employed people.
If they're a third shifter or housewife, whenever. These are individuals who are up in the middle of the day, who probably should be sleeping because they're working at night, and instead they were watching a car chase on television, and I'm providing that entertainment. I'm the one in that car. I was the one leading police on that chase. They would not have had anything to look at had it not been for me.
So you want people to be taxed on their cable bill?
Mr. Henry?
I just want to be clear. You want people to be taxed on their cable bill?
That is correct.
Now, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is Paul Lane. Paul was involved in a high-speed chase with the L.A. County Sheriff, Orange County Sheriff, California Highway Patrol, and it was televised for 2.5 hours on the national broadcast and local broadcast stations. He wants to be compensated as a performer?
You can call it anything you want. I think that the facts are that I was providing entertainment. The facts are that I was providing a vital piece of programming for those cable channels and for those broadcast channels.
Why not just go to the TV stations for it?
Well, because you don't cover everybody. I think by taxing everybody, everyone that was watching TV, by in other words, putting a tax on everyone's cable bill, no matter who they are, no matter where they live, that would, in my opinion, be commensurate.
But you're talking about 20 million homes.
Yeah, I believe about 20 million homes should be.
So not everybody.
No, sir. About 20 million homes should be taxed, a $2 cable tax. I mean, think about what I did.
Well, here's what I think you did. You raped a woman, then the police came, and then you ran. Why did you run?
Well, even at that time, I was considering the fact that it probably would be on television.
Okay, so you ran on purpose because you knew you'd be on TV. See, this is the thing about a lot of you guys.
No, but I'm saying I think in my own way I was being enterprising.
You rape a woman, then you run from the police, and you call yourself enterprising. You say that you're being enterprising because you think somewhere down the road you're going to be able to get money from people.
I believe that I'm entitled to it, Mr. Henry, considering the fact that the television industry, the entertainment industry in general, makes a very, very significant amount of money. This is a billions and billions of dollars a year industry, and the fact that I was the sole provider of entertainment, not the California Highway Patrol, not the L.A. County Sheriff, or I was the sole provider of entertainment for 2.5 hours on television. I am entitled to money. I'm entitled to be paid for that, just like any other performer on television.
But you're not a performer. You were a part of the news.
I was making news. And I wasn't just news, because if it's news, there's some kind of commentary, some kind of context. All it is a helicopter following my car. I was the one. I was the star of the show. I was the individual that provided the entertainment for them people. I believe they should pay me.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The guy said it was revolutionary. He may be right. I've never heard of such a thing. He wants to be paid. He was the guy that was running from police, and he wants to be paid. Not from the TV stations, not from the cable stations. He wants TV viewers to be taxed on their cable bill. $2, 20 million cable viewers, so that he gets a $40 million windfall for providing 2.5 hours of, quote, entertainment, end quote, by running from the police. This after the police were chasing him because he had been accused of raping his girlfriend, who he says he'll share some of the money with. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Bill Hendry Show is back.
I think it's very revolutionary, Mr. Hendry, and I don't think being closed-minded about it.
Well, I'm not closed-minded about it. I think that you raped your girlfriend, you led police on a high-speed chase, and now you want to be paid for it.
I think it is a very creative way of looking at it because I provided the broadcast channels 2.5 hours of uninterrupted entertainment with my fleeing the police, and I believe that I should be compensated for that. Now, I understand that I committed a crime. I've paid my dues for that. I've paid my time for that. And
you were prosecuted?
Yes, I was.
How long did you spend in jail?
I spent a total of 18 months.
18 months for raping a woman and for fleeing the scene of a crime? See, that's the thing that drives me nuts. I'd be willing to... if you'd go back to jail for 10 years, I'd pay you.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
No, I guess it doesn't.
But I will tell you this, sir, that I kept driving for 10 minutes after I hit the spike strip because I knew that I would be driving on my rims, and I knew that the rims would create sparks and that it would give a good effect on television. Now, that is the God's honest truth.
Well, I don't believe you.
No, sir, that is the God's honest truth. My attorney took a statement from me as to that effect.
You drove on the rims of your wheels after you hit the spike strip because you knew the sparks would look good on TV?
Yes, sir. So that is proof, and I've got that statement I gave to my attorney. That is proof that I knew that I was making good TV.
1-800-449, so you want $40 million.
I think that is fair, yes, sir. And I think it's a very creative way of looking at it. I think everybody can come out in the end very well. I knew the stations would be going to commercials, so I purposely hit a van. And it was full of handicapped children at the time, so they would keep taping, because I knew that they probably would go to commercial.
So now you're telling me you hit a van full of handicapped kids?
Yes, I did.
Were they hurt?
I don't believe so. No, sir, I didn't hit it that hard, but I knew that they'd want to stay with it rather than go to commercial.
Deborah, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I've never heard of anything so sick in my whole life. This is a deranged person. May I finish?
Yes, but if you think about it, I think you know it's a
may
very...
May I finish?
Yes,
you've
ma'am.
Had your time. May I finish?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You raped a person. You spent 18 months in jail, and, you're sorry for it. That person lives with it for the rest of their life, and you want to be compensated. Does that mean Bin Laden should be compensated for blowing up the World Trade Center because he created news for weeks and months?
Well,
does that mean the Palestinians should be compensated for creating suicide bombers? Should the families be compensated?
I think your point is misstated because you couldn't see the Palestinians blow themselves up. So that's, you could see me running from the police, and for 2 hours there were TV cameras on me.
If
now,
you collected so
Steve,
much as if you collected
you
so much as 10 cents. If you collected so much as 10 cents, if you wanted to donate it to the battered women's groups, that would be wonderful. But you're a batterer. Honestly, you should have spent the next 20 years of your life in jail, if not more.
You said you'd give money to your ex-girlfriend.
I would, yes, sir. And I would say to the lady, with all due respect, you were probably one of those people who was sitting out there watching me as I was running from police because it was a
nice
diversion.
Sir, I wouldn't be listening to the radio right now if I didn't work full-time. Where were you? Where is your job in life? This is a sick mind.
I'm trying to make
this
money.
Must have come from a sick upbringing, and obviously you have a sick mind that you could sit in a car and creatively think of what you could do to amuse the television watchers. How can that? Should everyone be rewarded for doing criminal? You should have put you in and thrown away the key.
I will tell you this much: television stations are making money on
you're
that.
You're not even regretful for what you did. You say,
"Yeah, that's
I'm
what
sorry.
I'd like to hear."
Like it's okay. I'm sorry. It's
are
over.
You sorry for what you did?
What are you referring to?
What are you sorry for raping your girlfriend?
Well, the police say that I raped her. Now there are two.
You said you raped her.
Well, all right.
You said I raped her. That means I raped her.
Okay.
There is no dotted line.
All right, we'll go there. But I will say that.
Doesn't sound like sorry to me.
Are you sorry for what you did?
For which act? I don't know which one you're talking.
Well, let's start with for raping your girlfriend.
Well, sir, I tell you this. I paid my girlfriend's 2 or 3 months' rent. Now that
oh
that's
wow, that really makes up for the rest of her life that she has this thought in the back of her head that you raped her.
Well,
you have
gonna,
any concept of
million,
what rape is to a human being?
If I get $40 million from the TV networks on account of that I ran, I think
if you get
$40 million
from anyone, then we all live in a sick society.
Well,
we're being created by monsters like you who have a deranged thinking.
Let me say this, ma'am. Here's why I'm having a hard time. I feel sort of bad about the rape, but if I
sort of bad.
I feel sort of bad, but if I had not raped her, she would not have called the police. I would not have run. There would not have been on TV, and you would not have been sitting there watching it.
And what a nicer world it would be if there weren't people like you in it.
Well, I don't understand, because I gave you the opportunity to sit on your can in the middle of the day and watch a police chase. And
you don't know what this lady does, whether she's sitting on her can in the middle of the day or not.
I don't care if she is sitting on her can. You have no right to intrude on her life.
I'm talking about you. You and people like you sit out there and watch a police chase, watch a car going down the freeway, because you got nothing better to do. Now, if I get that...
Like I said, you don't know... Do you work during the day, Deborah?
If I were one of those cars on the thing, I would have rammed you if I knew what it was about.
I'll buy diapers for my boy. I can pay for their...
Oh, that's so good of you. That diapers for your boy is going to allow your boy to grow up a normal human being with a dad and a mom sitting in the house, taking care of him and giving him love.
I stopped a lot of possible murders and robberies by keeping people glued to my chase. Now, there have been
a lot
of people out
there. You really don't believe this, do you?
No, what's not to believe?
You think
what I really feel? I really feel that the radio station right now is really contributing to your sickness by allowing you to be aired. We should just ignore you and walk away.
I asked you a question you would answer. Do you watch them police chases or do you not?
Do I watch what?
Police chases.
It depends.
That's what I thought.
What
you're the one
think?
Out
it
there watching
like
a TV thing. See, you're getting all kinds of entertainment. How come I don't get paid for it? Now, I'm going to get paid. One way or another,
I get entertainment out of my family. I get entertainment out of my grandchildren. I get entertainment out of a good family life. I get entertainment out of Dr. Phil. I do not get entertainment out of a sickness like
you. You know that people in the middle of the day get their throats ripped out by dogs. They get drowned by their mothers in bathtubs. If I hadn't been on that police chase,
and they should be paid? Should they be paid?
All right, look, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
You probably have every Too Hot for TV cop videotape. That's just how sick and twisted you is.
Too Hot for TV cop video, huh?
That's right. You can get them on the TV by calling 1-800.
I know the thing. I've heard the pitch. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing? I was just calling about with a comment about the guy on the radio there.
Go ahead.
Is he on the line with me?
Go ahead with your comment.
All right. I disagree with him totally. I don't think that's entertainment. I think he is a criminal.
Oh, that's a load of malarkey, sir. You watch it. Everybody watches police chases. And as long as people watch police chases, and you can tell me right now, you know that that's entertainment, and you know that's worth money. So everybody can say they think it's sick. But I got a way of having people have a good time watching a police chase and pay me at the same time because I believe that I'm entitled to that money.
But
2 hours
like,
of TV programming, they preempt as the world turns. They preempt Our Magazine and the Regis and the other woman show. All those shows are preempted, so they watch me, Paul Lane, going down the grapevine, being chased by the CHP, LA County, and Orange County. Okay, and that's worth money. As far as I'm concerned, that's worth $40 million. And one way or another, I'm going to get paid. And I said I'd buy my girlfriend diapers.
And you pay 2 months of her rent. Why don't you join the Screen Actors Guild?
I have applied for membership in the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. I got a good chance that Fox will re-air my chase on World's Craziest Police Chases. You know how much money that's worth?
Here is Ruth on the Phil Hendry Show. Ruth, go ahead. Ruth?
Mr. Lane, I have a comment for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you are a very sick creature.
Why? Because I want to make some money?
You have gone out and raped a woman, created a child in this world, and then have the audacity to suggest that we reward you for it, thereby creating monsters who might be after money.
For running from the cops, that's what you should pay me for.
Why should I pay you to break the law? It's against the law.
Because you was looking at it on TV.
Why should anyone pay you to break the law?
Because you was looking at it on TV and it was entertaining to you.
I wouldn't watch such a thing on television.
Oh, don't lie now, Ruth. You lie and God will not love you for that.
I'm not lying.
You lie.
I never lie. That's what makes me different.
Ruth, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686.
She lies.
Fine. Phil Hendry Show.
One 800-449-8686.
Mr. Paul Lane, he ran from the police about 2 years ago, And this was after committing a sexual assault, and he believes that he should be compensated by cable viewers for the 2.5 hours that his chase was televised. You want royalties.
That's my attorney calls. Yes, sir. And also, I believe that we should get royalties if the chase appears on World's Funniest Police Chases, which is a TV program currently in syndication.
World's Funniest Police Chases? Is that what it's called?
Or the World's Craziest Police Chases, I believe.
The world's crazy. All right. Let me go back to Ruth, who we didn't have to. Ruth, go ahead.
And now you consider it funny, do you? Well, I really don't think there was anything funny about it.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Now you're considering it funny. I really don't think there's anything funny about it.
There's a TV show on called World's Craziest Police Chases, which my police chase might get on that videotape. And if it do, I believe I'm entitled to some money for it.
Well, Mr. Lane, let me tell you something. First of all, I want to ask you, where are you going to go with this money?
What are you
going to do with this money? You're still going to have to live with yourself if and when you get the money, which you certainly won't.
What do you mean?
I mean, listen to me. If you
No, I know the name of that show now. It's called World's Wackiest Police Chases.
Okay, well, whatever it's called, Mr. Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
If you would get acquainted with Jesus Christ, you'd get your whole life straightened out.
Oh, you know, I had a preacher come to me in prison. He said, son, you ought to know Jesus. I said, preacher, get out of here, because I seen what he showed me, and showed a man nailed to a cross. I said, hell, I don't want to wind up like that. So I told him to get lost. But I'll tell you that
you're already nailed to a cross, Mr. Lane.
Ma'am, $40 million, I'd hang by my testicles. $40 million, I'd hang by my ball sack.
Okay, watch, you're talking to a lady, okay?
Money won't do a thing for you, Mr. Lane.
It's going to be, if I get on the world's goofiest police chases, I'll tell you right now, I'll be a rich man.
Being rich is not going to
What do you do with the phone? You're going, what? I was wearing a clown nose during the tape. Be more wacky for the tape. And if I can get on the world's nuttiest, kookiest police...
Okay. World's kookiest police chases.
I'll tell you, Jesus would have put on one hell of a police chase after he kicked the hell out of that marketplace. If you've ever heard the story of Jesus kicked the hell out of that marketplace, that he gets on a mule and he does like it was a mule chase from the Roman legionnaires. If they would have had, well, they had, didn't have no helicopters or helicopters back then, but they would have shown Jesus going away on a mule and the Romans chasing him after he kicked crap out of them people in the temple. See?
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
I said when.
I know what you're talking about, but I mean what? So Jesus beats the crap out of the marketplace and goes on a mule chase?
Right.
Donald, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I'd like to say, if this guy does get some money, I think every bit of it should go to the people that he hit and to the law enforcement agency that chased this stupid idiot. I'd also like to ask if he raped.
They're already getting paid for it.
I'd also like to ask, since you did rape your girlfriend, they should have just castrated you. Been a lot better off anyhow.
Well, if they televised that, though, then they would have owed me some money. The only thing they televise, though, and if I am on World's Police Chases, that's World's
Scariest Police Chases, and it's called that for a reason.
What, sir?
I said it's called World's Scariest Police Chases, and it's called that for a reason.
Well, that's what I mean. I ran into a van full of cripples. I also run across that nail
gun. And you probably made them more crippled by hitting them.
I don't believe so. Are you?
And I believe you're going to the money if you do get any, and if you do, it's a very sick society we live in.
You know something, sir? You sound like a cop. Are you a cop?
You're exactly right.
I knew it. I can tell a cop from a mile away. I can tell. See, y'all chased me. Now y'all owe me money. Because they put me up on a TV set.
We owe you money, yeah.
I smell bacon.
Okay, watch that bacon.
We had to pull you over so you wouldn't rape anybody else.
Well, be that as me. They put out that nail strip. I was running on my rim for about 20 miles, and I've got all kind of spark. It looks so cool. Damn.
You know something? I can safely say, Paul, you're one of the dumbest guys I think I've ever talked to in my life.
I would definitely have to agree.
Yeah, I get $40 million.
You're not going to get $40 million, pal. You got a lawyer who's taking you to the cleaners. Have you given her any money?
I gave him what they call a retainer.
How much?
$1,000.
Goodbye to your $1,000.
You think I'm taking up the old dirt road, huh?
Yeah, that's what I think, man.
See, cops love those chases, too. It's the only time they get to drive their cars fast.
Well, that may well be. I don't think cops dig it when... Thank you very much, sir, for your call. When people run from them. You poor, dumb idiot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's been Paul Lane, who wants to get $40 million from TV for running from the cops. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.